Welcome back to part two of The Forest Ran Red. I drew next blood. I wonder what is going to happen to Bauer. After everything that he's been through already in part one, I guess you're just going to have to stick around to find out. By the time the dang goon squad had showed up, I was long gone. Though they didn't realize it, I could still see them. But they had no clue where I was heading. Of course, it wasn't exactly hard to make out where they were, with the beams of their flashlights darting all over the damn place. They were yelling back and forth to each other so loudly, I just knew they would draw the attention of that creature soon enough. On one hand, I didn't really see a problem with that, as it would take them out of the equation, and I could hopefully get off this mountain while they were getting chewed up like an old pair of slippers. Unfortunately, I wasn't sure if I could live with that on my already heavy conscience. I had seen far too many good people die for no good reason, and even though these ignorant bastards would not fit into the category for me, I don't know if I could just let them be torn apart. Besides, if they did get all wiped out by that thing, I was certain I would still be held responsible. With my luck, Garfield would make it out unscathed, and he would still pin it all on me. Even if he did see that thing up close and personal. For the time being, I kept an eye on those hunting for me, even if I hadn't yet decided what I would do if it came down to them or me situation. As it turns out, that wouldn't be a debate I would have to dwell on for long. I'm not sure if it was the howling or the screaming I heard first. I had been keeping an eye on the lights cutting through the darkness, but I couldn't make out much else from where I stalked from above. I think it was pure instinct that sent me charging down the hill, just as it had before. Yes, I still had nothing more than my knife to defend myself, but I knew I had to at least make an effort to clear up some of the members of the Sheriff's posse from the path of that thing. The closer I got to the sounds of the now multiple yelling voices and discharging firearms, the more my own muscles began to twitch and shudder. As soon as I cleared the trees to see Garfield along with another four of his men, they instantly turned their guns on me, causing my feet to skid to a halt. "Your men are dying out here, Chief. We ain't got time for this shit," I said, hoping to rationalize with the man who had never shown the ability to be rational. The high-pitched shrieks and gunfire sounded to me only 40 or 50 yards away at most, but the boys would not turn their guns away from me. "You got a partner out here?" Garfield asked. When another gnarled howl erupted from somewhere to their backs, each of them turned their heads with alarmed expressions etched across their faces. I almost took the opportunity to snatch at least one of their weapons while they were distracted, but I knew I had to keep things as peaceful as I could if I hoped to get through to them. Not only that, but I didn't need any of them trigger-happy and give away our position. "That sound like a man to you?" I asked. "What's out there, man?" the tall and slender guy in the back of the group asked, still cutting his head from each side. "Come on, Chief. You gotta see what's going on here. If we work together, maybe we could survive this." "You think I'm stupid, Bauer? You just want me to let my guard down, right? Do you really?" "Damn it, Garfield, yes! I think you're being dumb as shit right now. You hear that?" I asked, pointing my finger in the direction of where the gargling screams were coming from. "Your men are dying out there, you ignorant bastard!" He looked dumbfounded, but still walking closer to me, pressing the barrel of his rifle against my chest. "Pull that trigger or get the hell out of my way," I said, staring the close-minded prick down. If he wasn't prepared to do anything to help save his men, it would be up to me to try. I knew I couldn't persuade any of these idiots to give me a gun, but if I could get close to that beast, I'd gut that son of a bitch, even if it tore me apart while I did. Another scream, even closer to where I faced off with those who still had themselves convinced I was the killer, finally caused the chief to lose his focus for long enough for me to pull the gun from his shaking hands. The others trained their weapons on me again, while Garfield backed away holding his hands up. I still just held his rifle by the barrel, before I tossed it back to him. I ain't the bad guy here. He just stared me down again after fumbling the gun between his hands, before finally securing his grip. He began to raise it up to aim it at me again, but the expression on his face had changed. What do you want us to do, Chief? Just shoot the bastard?
We gotta get the hell out of here, man!
Let's just go and leave this piece of shit here. The words of the crumbling group of undertrained mercenaries overlapped one another, while the sheriff continued to study me, occasionally turning his head to allow his ears to meet the squeals of those who were surely being ripped into pieces. Okay, he said, drawing the pistol from his hip and tossing it to me. You make a move on any of us, I'll drop your sorry ass. You better frickin' believe. His threats were cut short by a bloodied body being launched through the trees, splitting the bark of one of them before landing almost right at his feet. Jeezo! One of the guys yelled out, retching instantly from the sight of the man who had been split open from groin to throat. Two of the other guys were just whimpering in barely audible tones, while the sheriff just gazed slack-jawed at what remained of one of his boys. We barely had the opportunity to take in what had happened. When the beast itself burst through the trees, splintering shards of wood around the still twitching corpse, Garfield just stared up at the thing as it heaved deep breaths while glaring down at him with those glowing eyes still shining across that wrinkled snout. The whole scene played out before me, making the matter of seconds feel like it lasted an eternity. One of the guys who hadn't completely lost his shit fired right at the thing, before the creature just swatted at him with the back of its enlarged five-fingered hand. The man slammed his back against the thick bark behind him, and I heard what could have been anything from the snapping of wood to the shattering of his bones. As he slid down to the ground, either unconscious or dead, the chief raised his own trembling gun up to the momentarily distracted monster. He shot once directly into the heavy chest of the thing. It whipped its head back to face the chief, before wrapping its fur-lined hand across both the gun and the arm, which tried to stabilize it. Even with the others having regained some of their composure, now firing their own bullets into the black matted fur, it still appeared to move so slowly as it squeezed the chief's arm, before jerking it from one side to the other. Garfield shrieked out an anguished and shocked squeal as the beast tore the arm away from his body, leaving nothing more than twisted tissue and bloodied meat about halfway down the length of his bicep. His screaming did not stop, even when he fell to the ground, gazing up at the thing as it tossed the pummeled and shredded limb to the ground, still ignoring those who unloaded their guns into its back. The monster reached down to the chief, outstretching its widened hand to clutch the whimpering man by the head. Finally convincing my own trembling limbs to take action, I leapt forwards, jabbing my blade through the center of the splayed open hand, pulling back to carve a ditch from the center of its palm where the knuckles ended between the fingers. It swiftly pulled back, falling to the ground itself, gazing madly at the grizzled split running almost the length of its furry paw. It made a high-pitched, shrill squeal that threatened to cause me to spill my guts across the sheriff, who still writhed in the grass, reeling from the gruesome amputation. While the creature still appeared shocked by its own injury, I dragged the chief back by his shirt collar, while attempting to form a makeshift tourniquet to halt the flow from his gushing wound. I knew I had no time to waste, but I also knew how quickly a man can bleed out from such a wound. The others surrounded where the beast sat, still holding out its hand before its glowing eyes, as though it's never seen its own blood before. As I sealed the oozing stump to the best of my ability, I began to approach those firing into the flesh of the beast. but I couldn't get close enough before the shock in those scarlet eyes gave way to a rage-fueled howl. It moved so quickly, my eyes could barely even register what had happened. With one swift swat of its hand, that was still in one piece, it tore its glossy black and blood-soaked claws into the side of the man on the far left. He screamed out in a sound not like any which the sheriff had shrieked, as the hand closed into a fist while wrapped around his torso. It squeezed and twisted, echoing snapping and crunching sounds across the forest. In one final flick of the muscled wrist, the man was shredded into two pieces, both parts gushing fluids and entrails across the one who stood to his right. As it dug its large crimson-stained and sharp teeth into the throat of the next poor bastard in line, I knew I had to get Garfield away from there if I was able. Clearly, there was nothing I could do to save those who were surrounding the thing, though I could still make out where at least one of them had sprinted through the trees, hopeful to escape the gruesome fates of his friends. I gave one last look to the man who had about a foot ditch chewed between his neck down to his chest, with broken shards of rib bones piercing through the ground beef-lined chest cavity, before I threw Chief across my shoulder and ran as fast as my legs would carry me. As I attempted to charge back towards the riverbank I had pulled myself from not too long ago, I heard one last gargled scream far off in the distance behind me, before everything but my own charging footsteps fell silent. Garfield didn't even seem to be moving as I charged on, but I hoped he had only passed out, and not that I had slowed his blood flow enough. I still only had so much time to get him some professional help, but I was prepared to keep speeding towards civilization as long as I could.
Chief!
A voice spoke through the walkie-talkie the sheriff had clipped to his belt.
Chief, you there?
He's hurt, I replied. Trying to get him back to get help.
Wait, where'd you guys go? A couple of us got turned around out here. We heard shots fired. You kill that turd, Bauer?
Bauer ain't the killer. There's some kind of beast. Get the hell out of there. I chose to reveal neither who I was, nor the fact that that turd, Bauer, didn't have shit to do with any of this. Yes, I knew these guys were potentially screwed, but I didn't have time to go hunting for them if I hoped to get Garfield to safety. I still wasn't entirely sure why I was so driven to help a man who had always threatened me with nothing but contempt, but I think I sort of needed to. Not only did I need my name cleared on this, but that son of a bitch owed me now. Well, if I could save his ass, he would. As soon as I reached the lake, I stopped for a moment, laid the chief down and inspected both the shredded tissue and his pulse. I had to tighten down the tourniquet down some more, and he was looking incredibly pale. But his pulse was surprisingly strong, even with the blood loss and trauma. I decided to take a moment to catch my breath, before quenching my thirst with the refreshing river water. Everything was quiet, aside from my own thumping heartbeat and the shallow breath of the chief. I knew I had to get moving, but my side was splitting from the hasty retreat. I still felt like crap for not being able to save the other guys, as well as leaving gosh knows how many others behind. But I had to focus on the life I could save, even if it was that relentless prick who always had it out for me. I let my guard down. I should have known that was a mistake. I got sloppy, and it was my own fault I didn't see it coming. I didn't even realize it had stalked up from behind me, while I sat there resting my legs and back. With its massive proportions, I think I allowed myself to believe it was not the most stealthy of creatures. I know better than this. I know you never make assumptions about a burgeoning threat. Maybe my pig-headed ass deserved to die along with every lost soul on that mountain. It let out a deep growl that almost caused the ground to shudder. I looked down to the water to see the moonlight's glow highlighting the reflection of the thing as it stood over me. Its chest was heaving with angered breath as it stared down at me with those piercing eyes. I stayed still. I didn't twitch. I wanted to let it assume I was paralyzed with fear. I dropped my guard, got comfortable and self-assured. I could tell this thing was intelligent to a point at least, but maybe it could be arrogant too. I edged my hand so slowly towards the hilt of the blade sheathed to my belt. I could only hope it didn't notice. I almost wished I hadn't dropped the chief's pistol down beside where he lay as I tightened the belt around his stump, but I hoped my blade would be enough. I turned my head and body to glare up into his eyes. I began to tremble and whimper, giving it what it wants. Let it see my fear. Make it think I'm broken. It just tilted its head to one side, still keeping its snarling constant, allowing the thick drool to seep from its upturned lips, dripping onto the ground beside me. I just kept on whining and sobbing, uttering pleas to spare my worthless life while covering my face with one hand, and the other steadily creeping towards my knife. As I felt my fingers wrap around the hardened hilt of my kabar, the beast threw its head back, wailing a victorious howl into the night and across the darkened trees. That's it, you son of a bitch. You got me pegged. Got me beat. Ain't nothing to it now, right? You stupid sack of shit laced fur. You got cocky. As soon as its upturned mouth called out, I whipped my knife out before pushing myself forwards between its legs. I don't know if this thing's anatomy works in the same rules as ours do, but I knew what a split Achilles tendon did to a person. As soon as I got behind it, I swiped my knife across the tendon on the back of the elongated ankle. It instantly echoed an ear-piercing squeal, dropping to its knee on the side I cut. I tried to leap for the other leg, but it caught me by the arm before I made it. Damn, this thing was fast. As I felt the grip tightened around the arm which held my kabar, I glanced over to the stump hanging from Garfield's shoulder, knowing full well this could be my fate if I didn't act fast. I dropped the knife, instantly catching it with my other arm, before the massive fingers could shatter my bones and twist my arms and feet from my body. I stuck my blade through its forearm, weaving it from side to side within the now gushing meat. It shrieked again, releasing its grip on my arm, but it swatted at me from the side before I could pull my knife back out. I felt my body soar through the air before I landed some 20 feet or so from where the beast stood. Pulling the kabar from its arm and throwing it to the side, it faced me with those red eyes cutting into mine again, crouching down as though it was set to pounce. I was weaponless now. I could vaguely make out my blade reflecting in the moonlight far out of my reach, but there's no way I could get to it before the monster could get to me. It was a classic face-off as we gazed upon one another. I prepared to hold my ground, but I knew I had no chance in a hand-to-hand fight. Not with something like what I'd faced off against. As it spread open the fingers on both of its enormous hands, I noticed the one that had split down the center was already sealing itself back shut. Could this thing really heal so quickly? Even with that factor, when it prepared to leap towards me, it buckled from the severed tendon, falling back on one side, giving me a small window to attempt to reach my knife. I sprinted faster than I ever had before, desperate to reach my only manner of defense. As soon as I took off, the beast pushed from the ground with its good leg, ramming its sizable shoulder against me as I attempted to pass by. I hit the ground hard, knocking the wind from my lungs. I scrambled to get back to my feet, but it jumped me again, pinning me to the forest floor before I could get myself clear. It raised me back up, holding its still oozing palm on my chest. It still had a steady blood flow, even if it was sealing itself back together on the inside. I dug my fingers into the gnarled ditch, attempting to force it to release the pressure on my chest. But it just raised the hand back up before thrusting it back down on me again. I coughed and gagged from the breaking of at least one rib, and even more so when it dug its claws through the flesh of my gut and shoulders. It just glared down at me again. It knew it had me now. I couldn't go anywhere. I just closed my eyes and prepared for the inevitable shredding tissue. Somewhere beyond the darkness of my eyelids, a gunshot followed by another shocking whine broke me free from my self-pitying moment. I opened my eyes just in time to see another gunshot cause the side of the creature's face to tear open, gapping the wide mouth more than it was previously capable of. I looked over to see Garfield with his gun outstretched in his lone hand, firing one shot after another. As soon as the grip on my chest released, I fought to break free of the ground to get back on my quest to regain possession of my knife. The pain was intense from the ripped flesh on my stomach and shoulders, as well as the bones that were very likely broken underneath the surface. But I pushed through anyways. The very second I wrapped my fingers around the hilt, I charged towards the beast as it attempted to reach the chief between gunshots tearing into its face. It swatted the gun from his hand, causing another cracking sound followed by a scream from Garfield. I knew his only remaining arm was likely shattered, but I wouldn't give the monster a chance to remove it as it had the other. As soon as I closed the gap between us, I leapt onto its shoulders as it leaned down over the sheriff. I dug my blade into its neck, right where it met its muscled shoulder. Once and once again, I buried my blade to the hilt, each one causing another gargled whine to erupt from its gaping maw. It pushed back onto its good foot, landing with its back onto the ground and me sandwiched in between. I tried the gag from the already broken ribs being compressed even more, but as soon as the beast gathered its bearings, it rolled off of me and quickly limped away from us. I watched on from the ground as the blackened fur blended with the trees, sinking away into the darkness once more. I was hurting like hell, and I could tell the chief was too. But he had survived. I knew it would only be a matter of time until it recovered from the injuries we managed to inflict, so I didn't have any more time to waste. I quickly set Garfield's arm back into place as well as I could, wrapped it up, wedged between two sturdy sticks, and threw him back over my shoulder. He protested at first, assuring me he was fit to walk, but we both knew he was in no condition to move as quickly as we needed to. Even with my broken rib bones skidding against one another beneath my skin, I wouldn't let up this time. I wasn't entirely sure if I had been going in the right direction, but now that the chief was more aware, he was able to take part in the navigation. As we finally saw the streetlights of the city ahead between those last few remaining trees that we had to get through, the voice returned on the radio. The sheriff warned them about what was out there with them, and even though they sounded freaked out by this news, they assured us if they couldn't get off the mountain, they'd find a good spot to hide. They talked back and forth with the chief, even when we managed to reach civilization again. Garfield said he would send in more guys to help them get back home, but they wouldn't hear it. With all the lives lost already, they made him swear they wouldn't send anyone else in. It didn't take long to get the attention of some of the city's residents, and being such a close-knit and friendly folk, to choose they did not consider outsiders anyways, they had an ambulance headed our way quickly. I didn't accompany the sheriff back to the meat wagon, though. My work was not yet finished, regardless of how much I was hurting. Yes, I didn't have the ability to just rest for a bit, and allow my body to heal as that thing did, but I didn't care much at the time. The chief offered me his gun before he was hauled away, but it was about as useful to me as a well-balanced rock with its ammunition spent. Maybe I'd be able to track down one of those weapons left in the wake of the creature's previous attacks, one that may yet have a few rounds left inside it. I figured I'd only get a little time before the monster was back up to its full strength, so I had no time to worry about gathering up any other supplies I may need. It didn't matter if I made it back off the mountain again. I didn't have much else anymore, aside from a beat-up camper that may never run again. I hated this damn town, and nobody would shed a tear for me even if I put an end to that thing. But I had spent most of my adult life putting myself on the line for folks who didn't give two shits if I was left in pieces when the dust cleared. I was a living and breathing weapon. It's the only thing I had ever been good at. And if there was ever a time to kill, this was it. That monster drew blood from the people of this shitty slice of the world before it took the time to spill mine too. It was my turn now. I knew we could hurt it, A wise man once said,
"If it bleeds, we can kill it."
And that's just about all I aim to do. Last time it had the drop on us, but I was the hunter now. I was ready for it now. I wanted a war. And who was I to disappoint?